Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
As men, we're on earth to live necessarily quiet lives. Now, God may call us to live a quiet life, but he's calling us in a partnership with himself, and God's got a plan to win the hearts of people. And so if we're going to pray like a man, we're going to pray with some urgency. And we're going to start saying, okay, God, what do you want to accomplish, and how can I get involved in it? And often as men, we're not kind of like smart enough to figure that out all on our own. And a lot of men are not real good verbally. And so when I say pray like a man, where it starts is us learning how to listen to the ultimate man, which is Jesus. Mm-hmm. And the best way I know to do that is to at least once a week set aside time for prayer and just say to God, God, you go first. And then assume anything that comes to mind is something God wants to talk to you about. And what I find men tend to do is when we get quiet in prayer, we start to get either embarrassed or frustrated with the thoughts that come to mind. And we start to think, oh, I must be under attack because there's all these ugly thoughts coming my way. And we get frustrated and we quit. And what I believe is that when we stop and give God an opportunity to interact with us, what he's going to do is bring up the things that are holding us back. And being a dad myself, like I get that. If any of my boys come and talk to me and they say, Dad, can we discuss whatever topic they want to discuss? If I know there's something holding them back, I can guarantee you I'm going to bring that up in that conversation. And if I'm smart enough to do that as a dad, God is certainly smart enough to do it with us. Mm-hmm. And what I find is men who courageously do that, God starts bringing up the stuff in their life that's chaining them down or holding them back, and they start to grow in those areas very naturally. And they start to feel a sense of victory in areas that used to hold them down, and now they start to feel like, man, me and God can do this. But if they ignore those issues and they try to keep God out of those areas of their life, then they just live in hiding and they live defeated.
And if you have kind of a father wound in your heart, it may be scary at first to approach this relationship this way. But I know, Bill, you agree with this, that even when the Lord addresses things in our lives, it's from a heart of love, calling us up, not beating us down. And that's so important to know that as we get near him and as we know his word, we'll get to know what his voice sounds like, you know?
Well, and I would also add to that that men actually like doing things that are a little bit scary.
Yeah.
So men who are afraid to do this, I'm telling you, just give it a shot. And the first time God comes through for you and shows you how the victory works, you'll change your opinion of the whole process.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.